This is The True Light, coming live from the Lamb of Allah on Mount Zion, the City of Peace. Rabboni As-Sayyid Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi. He is the only being who is preparing us the seed of Abraham. Refer to Genesis chapter 15, verse 13. Nubians of the world for the return of the Messiah. Proverbs 16, verse 32. He that refuseth instructions despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. So, whether you are a Christian, Jew, or Mohammedan, have a seat, relax, and grab a pen and some paper, and open your scriptures and listen to the earth-shocking truths taught by Rabboni As-Sayyid Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi as he brings us back to the true way of life, the religion of Abraham. El Quran, chapter 2, verse 130, in part, and as for him who turned away, rejecting the law from the religion of Abraham, he makes a fool of himself. You are now listening to The True Light with As-Sayyid Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi.
But how about the black devil? How about him and her? And where is he and she at? Right here with us. I don't mean a black devil by conversion. No, I don't mean a black person who started listening to the devil and became a devil because he does devilish things. They have him too. They call him in the scripture the friend of the devil. When they're with you, they say they are faithful, but when they return to their devil friends, they say we are with you. That is a special kind of devil. He is converted into devilish men. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about black people who are devils, like black angels with blue eyes, showing you that cherubims can have black skin. Okay. And that's got nothing to do with their light eyes. Don't fool yourself. I'm talking about the brother of dark skin, kinky hair, salaming you and praying with you, and sister the same way. And always got her own interpretation of the truth. She's always esoteric. She's the one that when you say, wow, we getting ready to go up on the mountain and be with the Lamb. Man, but it's so cold up there. This doctrine is the heat. You listen to me close enough, you won't get cold. Because if you get cold now, you will be hot later if you ain't paying attention. Who is this devil? This black devil? Is he Siraj Muhammad?
No.
Is he Bilal Phillips? I don't want to say no, but I don't know. But you find him right in Genesis. Chapter 3. You speak about his birth right there. They say that there's hate, enmity between you, Hawa, Eve, your seed, Noon, Seen, Lamb, Nesalah, your seed, and the serpent's, the snake's seed. You see it? I'm going to read it for you. And sit down and rest. Genesis, let's go. We'll have to start right at it so you can see it. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And the snake was the most cunning animal that Adonai, as they say, Elohim, which is Yahweh, Elohim, had
Listen, made. Made. Not Chalaka, created. But he was a made thing. You understand the difference between creation and made? To create is to bring about something new. To make is to use things here. They were already here. Their state of mind and their nature was made. And you know what helped make the devil's nature? We did. Adam's seed. He said, because of what man made me do, man made me slip. Watch the vicious cycle of the devil. Watch how it works. The snake asked the woman, did Elohim really tell you not to eat the fruit from the tree in the garden? Here's the nature of the devil. That's his nature. Now this is before he manifested in a seed. This is still while he was Azazelah, an angelic being, cherubim. He's starting to question Allah. He's questioning the Creator. Did he say that you shouldn't do so and so? See, the devil will spark the conversation that will lead to the doubts and the confusion. Though when they initiate the question, it may sound meaningful and intelligent. You understand? But it's leading into something. Watch how it works. This is how devils work. They lead into something always. Very seldom are they blunt with the devil's man. Very cunning, like Allah says. Very cunning, sneaky, slimy. She answers, we may eat of any tree in the garden. This is the woman answering. Except the tree in the middle of it. Allah told us not to eat the fruit of that tree or even to touch it. If we do, we will die. Can anything be more final? But notice how Allah works. You can have all the fruit from all the trees that's in this garden. Just don't touch the one thing I tell you not to touch. Here we go. The snake replied, that's not true. That's how these devils work. Okay. So snake replied, that's not true. He called Allah a liar. You will not die. He called Allah what he is, a kadhab, a liar. How do you know he's a liar? Because you will die. So that which Allah said would happen to you if you eat that fruit is going to happen. Except for a few of y'all in here who are special. You're under the impression that you're not going to die. And you're right. You're not going to die. You're just going to stupid away. Because you aren't special. All of us were taken from this earth physically, and unto this earth we will return. That's what the Lord says. Now, if you're above the law, then you are
special.
Allah said that because he knows. Notice the devil's personality. He only said that because he knows. Yeah, people would say, we bought some Dr. York tapes. Yeah, well, Dr. York forbid us from listening to other music. That's because he just wants us to listen to his music. He don't want us to listen to him. That's the devil. That's how he talks. And you can take that from that incident to a million incidents in your community. The mom said so-and-so. She just said, the mom's wife said so-and-so. Well, she just saying that because. And she said that to some innocent person who's standing there. He says, really? Because I just got here a couple of weeks ago. I didn't know your mom's wife was like that. Well, you don't know her. I know her. I've been here. She's just saying that because of this. She wants her kids to have this. She wants this for so-and-so and so-and-so. Now, maybe a coincidence that that comes right out the mouth of people and it happens to be the way the devil thinks. This is the first lesson on the nature of the devil. We're getting it right here. The first lesson on his nature starts off on 3, the third chapter. Y'all know about the significance of three. Mm-hmm. Okay? With me?
Yeah.
All right, where are we?
Number four
again? Okay, end of four. Okay, we started four then. The snake replied, "That's not true. You will not die. Allah said that because He knows that when you eat it, you will be like Allah." See that? You hear the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, my mom's wife just said that because they don't want us, because they let me, I'm intelligent. They give me a position to work in the office, I can figure this whole thing out. And they stupid, they don't know what they're doing up there. It's me. I got the brain for it. I mean, that's why the brothers keep you suppressed there. Don't want you to think. Ain't that what you hear? Coming out your community?
Yeah.
Ain't but one or two people in there whispering that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're putting it in the hearts of other people. You was we Sufis, Sudurianas. They whisper into the hearts of the people from the jinn. And people, they get right inside because they are jinn people. The Quran refers to them as a race of jinns, a tribe of jinns. If there's a tribe, then there are tribes and clans and families. Okay, let's go. And know that. I'm sorry, and know what is good and what is bad. You'll be able to start making your own decisions now. The woman saw how beautiful the tree was and how good its fruits would be to eat. And she thought how wonderful it would be to become wise. She means how wonderful it would be to be as great as Allah. So she's tempted by three things. Food, beauty, and power. So she took of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband. After she took the bad thing, and this does not have to be a she. Don't take she to mean female. This means human beings, you know. That's what we do. It was one woman, but one woman gave birth to Adam. You scorn her for this, but compliment her for being here. You understand? As soon as they had eaten, they were given understanding and realized that they were naked. Now man gets his first attribute, shame. He now has shame, something he did not have. You understand? Shame is responsible for all the institutions that house the criminally insane. Shame breeds complexes. The word complex just means that, a complex situation, not simply solved. It's those complexes that make people hate their mother or hate women and go chop women up. Paranoia is a form of having a complex. Shame is the root of all the insanity on the whole planet. Being ashamed. Having to prove a point. Having to stand out. Being misjudged. Always hearing the wrong interpretation. Assuming that everybody's talking about you. If there was no reason to be ashamed, then there'd be no blame. You see, if you didn't have these complexes, then you wouldn't assume that when somebody whispers, they must be talking about you. In other words, if you didn't have that hole in your shoe, you wouldn't think everybody's looking down. You understand that? Like I told the brothers years ago, whenever your wife asks you on the way out the house in a new outfit, is this dress too tight? It is. Because if it wasn't too tight, she wouldn't ask. Shame is the root of all the insanity in this world. One of the first attributes we got from the devil. All right, I'm going to all the devil's seed on earth amongst us. Okay, now with the eight. That evening, they heard the word of Yahuwah Allahumma walking in the garden.
the word they use is yamshi, going about. Don't mix walking up with having legs and toes and shoes, like a lot of fools do. It means moving about. And they hid from him amongst the trees. Man went from shame to stupidity. This is why niggas hate to be called stupid. The second thing they did was the stupidest thing they could ever do, to hide in the garden amongst trees from someone who created the garden and the trees. Now that's stupid. That's like trying to hide in a square room with no furniture. And you stand over in the corner, seriously, in a hide thing. So someone comes in and they assume, you must be nuts. You see the link from insanity to stupidity? You've got to be crazy, because I'm looking right at you. You might stay there a little couple of minutes, like, maybe he really don't see me. This might be a ploy to make me move. So you stand still, yet in wide open corner, and don't move. You know how you know that? It's a fact, because animals do that. Insects do it. They stop. You see where I go, boom, they be corner, go, as if to say, maybe he won't see me. And most of the time you go, I kill him. put the weapon down to look, and he goes, zoom. You know when you get outsmarted by a roach? What kind of confession that would have to be if that was a public statement? And most people here at one time or the other have gotten outsmarted by an insect. You may not want to admit it to us. But you walked over and looked at him and flew away. And he was lying and say, what a fool. I got one. Now you ain't going to go around telling all your friends, I got outsmarted by a roach. Because that would render you stupid. But we are stupid for us to try to hide from Allah in the garden amongst the trees that he created. That was stupid. I know you don't like to be called stupid, stupid, but that's exactly what we are. And we do that.
We will continue with the True Light after these brief messages. Do you honor the Sabbath? Should Muslims observe the Sabbath? Read the New Revised Edition and find out all about the Sabbath and why you should observe it. Learn how to perform the rituals correctly and how to use the Sabbath cloth. Purchase all religious articles for the Sabbath and all other holidays at the Tents of Abraham. Also, soon to be available is your very own Sabbath cloth, made from the white linen and gold stamped in Nubic, the language of the Nubians. Order yours now at the Tents of Abraham, post box number 1260, Monticello, New York, 12701. Available now, the Old and New Testaments with Hebrew translations. The English translation of this Bible is more accurate than most and is the exact translation that is used by the Lamb, As-Sayyid Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi. Note, this is not a Bible translated by the Lamb, but a translation used by the Lamb. Now let us return with the True Light.
But Yahuwah Elohim called out to the man, where are you? Now, of course, the man thought he had it. He answered, I heard you in the garden. I was a new attribute of man's nature. Afraid, but not fear of Allah for reverence, but fear of Allah for retribution for doing evil. The wrong fear here. I thought you was going to beat me, so I went and I hid. You remember that? Remember when I was your parents?
You say, I'm gonna get you. Go in that room. I'm gonna come in there and tear your butt. You go in the room and try to figure out where to hide. Sometimes you go in the closet that she picked out when she brought the furniture. Or the other alternative is under the bed that she brought and sweeps under. And she says, come out from under the bed. Now I'm mad, because I have to come up under there and get you. You heard these stories before? I gotta chase you. It's gonna be worse. You might as well come and get it over with. Isn't that what it says right here? This is showing you that this manifests right down into our everyday life. This is a divine law that's passed down from mother to father, son to daughter. It's right inside us. It happens today. You might have said that when you get this week. And then get out from under that bed. Get the belt. Like the longest walk in the world, right? Go get the belt so I can beat you. I'll be right back. Any particular size belt you want? Would you like one with a big buckle so you can make a mistake? Guess how stupid we can be. Are we on 10 or 11?
10.
He answered, I heard you in the garden. I was afraid and hid myself from you. Because I was naked, ashamed. Back to the first attribute. Question. Who told you that? Who told you you was naked? Now here we go. I in the community again. Person comes to you with this complaint about what goes on. The first thing you say, where'd you get that from? Well, the sister said she used to be with the mom, and she said she knows the mom well. She knows how he thinks. And he said, you know, that we're really all spiritual beings, and I'm really a seraphim, and I'm special amongst you. Can I borrow your dress? You know, she didn't talk this new sister out of all her jewelry, all her clothes, and got her husband stealing potato chips for her under that attribute right there. You with me? Mm-hmm. Who told you you were naked? Allah asked. Did you eat of the fruit that I told you not to eat? Did you do what I told you not to do? Here we go. Adam, brothers, the man answered. The woman that you gave me, the woman you put here with me, gave me the fruit and I ate it. Oh, Mr. Masculine, tough guy, man. Look what our first attribute as manhood is, blaming a woman. This is us, He-Man, Superman, muscular man. This is us. She, you gave her to me. And she, but notice this now. Up and above the blame of the woman, we are literally blaming Allah. Baby, you gave her to me. Not I asked for her. Not I even needed her, because Allah looked down and saw your state. And saw the condition you was in, because all the other animals had mates. And out of his compassion, he gave you a mate. And you haven't been compassionate to her since. Start off lying on her. Whatever the retribution was that man thought he was going to get, sister, he was trying to give it to you. He didn't have no intentions of being judged for his part in partaking of that fruit. He was passing it on. You gave her to me. And she gave it to me. How many times, sisters, you come to your husband with a problem? Don't bring that up to me. You solve it. It's a woman thing. You don't want nothing to do with it when it gets complicated. But if it's simple and we can get some glory out of it, we write on it, man. You know what I'm saying? If I can open the bottle that you can't open, I stand up. Look, you say, I can't open. But if I can't open the bottle, I start blaming you and the bottle.
What'd you do to this bottle? How long you had this bottle? Get some stupid ass. Who brought this? It's sad. It's sad and funny, but it happens to be true. Let's move on. The Lord God, as they translate, asked the woman, "Why did you do this?" And she replied, "The snake tricked me into eating it." Not much difference, is it? We blame Allah and you, and you blame the snake. So you are a heck of a lot like us, aren't you? If you can get out of it, you'll get out of it too. If you can pass the buck, you'll pass the buck too. Because you did it right here, didn't you? Here we go. It's punishment time. It's the belt time. Then, Yahuwah Allahumma said to the snake, "You will be punished for this. You alone of all the animals must bear this one curse. From now on, you will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust." We know this dust is the dam, the blood crystallized of Adam, which we explained in the creation class last week. "For as long as you live." So the devil dies in this instance. Something very often overlooked. "For as long as you live." So the devil has a duration of life also. Where in Christianity and in Judaism and in Mohammedism, they try to give us the impression that the devil is some kind of spirit that has always existed and always will exist. What makes him unique here is we're going to talk about his seed. You follow that? And as a seed, a nesala, a family, a being with a flesh, he also dies. Do white people die?
Yes.
How about the black devils? Judas was one of them. Jesus said, "You're a devil. Now go do your devilishment." Though he was in Israel and looked like Jesus. It ain't got nothing to do with the parents. He was as dark as Jesus and thought to be him. But yet he was the devil. You understand? "I will make you and the woman hate each other. Her nesala, or offspring, and yours will always be enemies. Her offspring will crush your head, and yours will bite at their heels," which is symbolic in the Torah of when a man sees a snake, his first instinct is to stomp. And the first approach of the snake is to bite the ankle. They're talking about the war between us. Our aggression toward the devil and his aggression, his defense, in fact, against us. But the point in here is that the devil has a nesala. You write it down in case you need it. A nesala, a seed. If you look that word up, it's also in Hebrew. It's all not just an animal. And it has to do with a physical seed. It's used throughout the scriptures. A physical, a human being. Now, we understand that 200 angels were cast down from heaven, right? With Azazel. And they came to earth, as Genesis chapter 6 teaches us, as Nephilim, the giants in the earth. And they mixed amongst the daughters of men. And then it says, then Allah sent his sons. After. So now therefore, the devil had not been born as a cursed seed, as Genesis 9:25 introduces. So he did not have this infectious disease, which interprets as leprosy as of yet. So he had not had white skin as of yet. So prior to the birth of Canaan, the albino, the devils who walked the earth in the flesh must have been
just like you and I, Nubians. You understand that?
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the scripture decided that man thinks nothing but evil because of the indoctrination of these human devils who were blacks, he decided through the prophet Nuh to destroy all the living things that walk on the earth, because he was not trying to kill the fish. Because you don't kill fish with water. Okay? Because your root seed came out of the fish. The fish is created alongside of you in Genesis, if you look. We spoke about that. We spoke about eating fish on the side. Remember? All right. So now we get to the point where he's going to destroy all human beings on the planet. And these beings who came down left here and went to Saturn. They were physical beings. Angelic beings incarnated of physical beings. Gabriel came as a what? As a basharah, a human being. Through Daniel, Michael appears as a man. I witnessed that. You follow? They come as men. And if good angels come as men, what? Guess what? That's right. And these angels had their physical composition before Allah brought the devil out of us. Why did he bring the devil out of us? Because all of our imagination was nothing but evil because of our involvement with the devil before the flood. You understand? So now, they left here and went to another planet. Right now, in this planet, that seems to be far-fetched to you. Just like transporting human images from one side of the world to the other would have sounded crazy to you in 1930. Today, it's called television. To try and describe to somebody back in 1914 about watching a videotape on television, they would have thought you was nuts. That there's people inside a box with color, and I can stop them whenever I want, and I can go back in time, reverse, whenever I want, and I can play them back. Or I can stop them, and I can go up in time, forward, wind. But see, now it's so simple for you to understand that, because you've done it. Imagine if there was no such thing as a television, and you had to explain that to somebody. Now when you read in Revelations, you follow that? About the prophets whose bodies will lie waste, and all the world shall see it. It doesn't even bother you, because you realize they can just point a videotape camera, and everybody in the world would see it. Before video cameras, you say, impossible, how? You understand? But now that you have the stealth bomber given to you by extraterrestrials, and you have all these new hovercrafts, which are how flying saucers move, not how airplanes move, which is a sign that somebody's giving you technology. You got planes that are undetectable by radar, right? Why they couldn't detect certain extraterrestrial ships with their radar, they said, if you're on our radar, they just jump right off. Whenever they speak about it, Project Blue Book, right? So when I tell you that these angelic beings back then had ships, you are just beginning to catch up with them now in your technology. That's why Russian anybody said, we give it, let's all work together. Because we see these, look at these guys got. We can't beat them anyway. These extraterrestrials that are coming here, America realize our fighting, our war is like this compared to what they're gonna do. Those people can wipe you all out like that. And they threatened them in the Persian Gulf. They said, you're getting too close. Chill out. He said, whoa.
pull the Persian Gulf out the news, out the papers. Without doing the war that was going on in the Persian Gulf, you forgot. They thought that was the end of the world. I'm not talking about Saddam Hussein. I'm talking about a year ago. The whole thing was in a mess, and people were making mistakes and shooting each other, and they were getting crazy, and they said, oh, this is going to end the whole world, and the extraterrestrials came. I said, guess what, y'all? I said, I just got a call from a friend of mine who's an extraterrestrial. They laughed. And he said that they're going to have ships over the Persian Gulf tomorrow night, and the war will be finished within 3 days. I told them this. Some people thought I was joking because they know I'm nuts anyway, since it is. A couple of days later, right, or the following night, came on the news that there's a big craft over there that they don't know where it is. And America saying they thought it was Russian. Russian thought it was American. Everybody's in there. Next, you know, they said, the war was over. You follow? That's like that. No more Persian Gulf fighting. Why? What happened? What happened to the people who were mad at each other? When someone steps in and says to you, listen, I can wipe you and you out in a second. We have things on this planet, resources that we need for our galaxy. Cut it out. You understand? And that person is as old to you as your mother and father was to you when you was a baby. He may be one quarter of your size. You follow that? But he's looking up saying, let me tell you something. Sometimes your grandmother's this big stood on you. Don't think I can't take you because you done got big. So they just showed them the technology and that ended it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, back then, which is no time to an extraterrestrial society that's been living for more years than your calendar could calculate. And Father, if you must go by year, because remember you created that system. It was created for you on this planet after the creation of the sun, moon, and stars. It tells you right in Genesis so that you have seasons for time so you can keep up with yourself. Their sense of time is totally different than yours. They got societies that existed for millions of years. They're way, way past flying crafts or fuel and way past it. And back then, they left and went to Saturn, a selected planet. And some of them went over to Titan, another planet that's a part of Saturn that they call a satellite, which is bigger than Earth. Look it up if you think I'm nuts. These were beings, black beings, who had wives of human beings. You follow that? Then they came back after the flood. Some of them incarnated spiritually into what Ham became. And that's when Allah tried to get that which incarnated into Ham out of Ham. By what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was referring to as a graftation. Trying to get the devil out of our genes. Because he's the thing in us that makes us do all the devilishment. He's the thing in it that makes you, when you're trying to do right, all of a sudden you're doing the wrong thing. And I'm quite sure everybody here knows what I'm talking about. Unless, of course, you're... So, after they came back here, we're looking at black people who look like you and I. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Who assimilate themselves into the planet. You have multiple names in the scriptures of tribes of people that when you try to trace them out, every Bible dictionary says, well, we're not sure where they came from. Like Anakins. Nobody's sure where the Anakins came from. Because the Anakins came to Earth and mixed in. These people who've been here so long, we have no record of where they came from. They're tribes of people, they talk about like that. These people way up in Africa, and we don't know where they came from. Don't know how long they were there. They were there as long as we can remember and further. These were tribes and families of these wicked angels with black skin like you, yours and mine, brown people, who came back to Earth. You understand? And they take their shahada, or their baptism, or their mitzvah, and live right in here amongst us.
You with me? And we're worried about the devil who's manifested. He ain't much of a problem no more because he knows we know he's the devil. He only messes with people who don't know, like Dr. Martin Luther King's wife, who don't know he's the devil. But you and I, he knows when he sees you, you know he's the devil, and he got a certain look for you that you can't even describe, and I can. When you're talking to them, there's a certain look they have in their face because they know you know they're the devil. You follow that? And oftentimes they try to be over polite in hopes that they can deceive you and that you'll let your guard down by their politeness and maybe walk away saying, all of them are not devils. Your lawyer will help you to deceive other devils just so that devil can get you. And the devil that he deceived, he called later and said, don't worry, I'll get him. The landlord makes a deal with you. Don't worry about the rent. You're all right with me. You people are nice. You're quiet people. You don't drink and smoke and act like... Act like what? Like us? So now I'm not a nigga no more. You remember that movie? In Spike Lee's movie, when the Italian boy was talking to Spike Lee about Michael Jackson and Prince, and the white boy said, well, they're not niggas, you know? They're different. And they don't believe in, and funny thing about it, now Michael Jackson and Prince also think they're not niggas by their makeup. But guess what? Still same as us Nubians. Those devils, you gotta be careful of. The ones that come to you and pretend they like you. And try to be over polite and nice. And refer to you as you people are nice people. I've never had no problems out of you. And as long as y'all lived in our building, it was nice and clean, your kids are quiet, so you can stay as long as you want, don't worry about it. He is still the devil. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you cannot reform the devil. Fool, stop fooling yourself. You cannot reform the devil. He is the devil because, like I just read in Genesis 3, he is the most cunning creature on earth. Understand? You sit on television and watch Marilyn Street movies and watch a Marilyn Street movie and get sorry. Get all involved. Start giving up your soul to the devil in this movie. Yeah, that's such a nice, sad movie. When someone comes in and says, we don't want you kids watching that stuff. He just knows that we watch that stuff. He just knows. He doesn't want us to know what they are. You try to warn them and say, listen, that's poison. Yeah, it looks like fun. Yeah, you can sit back and laugh at a movie and enjoy the movie while you're laughing at it. But how much of it and how much of the subliminal cunningness of the devil has been stored in your heart so will make you desire things that you cannot be. You say, I don't want straight hair, I just want curly hair. You already got curly hair. You didn't describe the size of the curl. There ain't no such thing as nappy hair. There ain't no such thing as perverted hair. You know why I said perverted? Because subliminally, when they call our head kinky, and then they make kinky synonymous with perversion, they've linked us into a subliminal blind. And then Bob Marley will go around and say, kinky hair and nappy dread. Your hair is curly. Look at it. It has to do with the follicles, whether it's curved, flat, or straight. You understand that? Now, you can have wavy hair. That means you have a curved follicle, so your hair is really curly. You just waved up. If you stop brushing it, it'll curl up. Some people would, you know, wave it and say, well, when I wash it, it curls up. Well, then wash it, man. But no, you're going to breathe it in, stretch it down to look like a goat and not the sheep. Then you boast as you talk to people on the street. Jesus had hair like lamb wool.
Can you imagine a sinner standing there with a perm saying, Jesus had hair like lamb wool?
His hair was nappy. His hair was real perverted. His hair was kinky.
And here she got these bangs sticking out like this. What is that? That is the cunningness and deception of the devil in us.
That does not apply to people here with naturally wavy hair, because that's our genes. You follow that? That does not apply to you. I'm talking about people with curly hair, small curls. They go out their way with a hot iron to uncurl them, or with lye or chemicals to uncurl them, and then want to join the black thing. And get mad if you point it out. Or women who won't let their hair grow, they have to extend it. They gonna help the Almighty in his job. They can't wait for it to reach their shoulders, so they gonna have to extend it. And they walk around with blonde and black extensions, and the funniest thing is when it's not even the same texture as their natural hair, you see a whole little bunch of curls. And then after that, it looked like somebody tied three knots. Now that is nappy hair. When they got them three knots tied to hold them extensions on, those three knots are naps. Nap and knot is the same word. And then they have all this stuff fluffing out, usually over one eye. Will you please tell me what that is? Huh? That's the cunningness of the devil. And the black devils help them promote it. You follow that? That's their job. So when they came back to this planet, the black ones, and they assimilate themselves among us, they're the one that causes all the problems. But you can't tell the rest of the congregation because they're so cunning. The devil was so good that he got between Adam and Eve and got Eve to do something to do to Adam and got everybody in trouble. Now that's good. When he can get right in between y'all two, he's good. You follow? But that's exactly what he does, or she does, or it does. Gets right in the community amongst us. And eats from the same plates we eat out of. Might even say, can I borrow your prayer? And we'll go in the mosque and Allah at the bottom. Do the whole thing. Sometimes they give it away because they get low. They go, oh, oh, oh. And you go, and you be like, and you be like, what you don't realize is that was that person's devilishment enough to distract you off your prayer. They put themselves in strategic places where you're in line and you're getting ready to make your prayer, and you look down and you realize, in the middle of your prayer, I can't make sense of this person's feet are there. You're now having a conversation with yourself when you're supposed to be talking to Allah. I gotta go down and hit them. Then when they go down, they got these feet here, and you go down, you gotta go. How can you concentrate on your prayer in that state? You can. So that prayer is messed up. And you walking out, you say, you walk around with attitude, then that person goes, it's today. They wanna greet you. They wanna greet you, and you wanna say, don't you wash your feet? My nose was right up under the heel of your feet. You wrecked my whole prayer. But you won't wash your feet, you know? You start acting like the devil to the onlooker. The person is innocent, like, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? They're polite. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't realize that. And like, you know, people saying to you, why don't you leave him alone? You're like, this person, you realize if you have any sense at all, what happened? You go, if you knew the devil.
If you knew how he works, if you knew how he comes, then you can sense his methods.
Ruhul Azim, the Supreme Soul, Allah, had finished all that was created on the earth. He rested on the seventh day. Refer to Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. He then gave the commandment that man must observe this Sabbath day and keep it holy. Refer to Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. Everyone must realize the Sabbath is sacred. Al-Quran, chapter 4, verse 154, in part. And we, Allah and the angelic beings, said to them, Israelites, don't violate the sanctity of the Sabbath. Whether you're an Ishmaelite, Israelite, or Midianite, you must keep the Sabbath holy if you want to keep the covenant. If you have any questions or comments concerning this True Light program, write to The Tents of Abraham, Post Box Number 1260, Monticello, New York, 12701. Thank you.